Good morning, good morning. We're glad that you joined us. This is Minister Cynthia Cox out of the Bronx, New York. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, most great, loving God, I just want to come on to thank you for waking us up, each and every one this morning. Father, teach us one another. Always help and peace our faith and renew our courage. And by the Spirit, make us victors over things that beset us by giving our utmost to the highest. Anyone who trusts in God will never be put to shame. We thank you for the De Leon family and Artists International. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Robson, Dr. Vanessa Weatherford for their vision for the TMC call. We thank you for the speaker that got to download the word this morning, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the TMC family and guests who joined listening to us this morning. Thank you for the sick and shut in. Go by the hospital, nursing home, and touch someone else. We want to pray for Minister Tiffany going home to be with the Lord last evening. We want to thank Brenda Jones for her homegoing services this morning in New York City. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Go and bless somebody this morning, Lord Jesus. Go and bless someone, everyone. In the name of Jesus, everyone say amen, amen. Again, let me say thank you for joining us. Host, are you there?
Can you hear me, Minister Cynthia?
Yes, I can. Please take away, Miss.
Thank you. God bless you, dear sister.
Right.
Good morning, everyone, and Happy New Year to you. My name is Minister Robin, and I am here in New Jersey, and along with my dear sister, Minister Cynthia, we welcome you to the Master's Call, and again, Happy New Year. Well, I'm going to just share some information with you regarding our awesome call. It's a call that was founded by two wonderful women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and she is super fantastic, and our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And because of the faithfulness of these two women, hearing the voice of God, and listening to his plan and purpose, we have this awesome call. Our call was founded on October 25th, 2010, and we are just so glad that this call is here and you are here with us. We stand on a scripture located in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Because that's what this call is about. We pray for you. You heard Minister Cynthia pray earlier. And we rejoice with you because we know our God is faithful. And our mission statement is that we, on this call, are being enriched, enhanced, and we are empowered believers as we begin our day. We have an email address for you, and if you would like to send us your prayer request, your praise report. So even if you just have questions, you can send it all to info, that's info, at themasterscall.net. Again, info at themasterscall.net. And our website address, where all the messages have been archived, the bios are there of all of the speakers, feel free to go to www.themasterscall.net. Many of us, the majority of us, we are Artists International entrepreneurs, and you may be saying to yourself, what is Artists International? Well, it is a dynamic health and wellness company. They are sold out, and when I say sold out, I am talking about the Diaz de Leon family, sold out to our King Jesus, and we have some awesome products that are changing the lives of individuals. We do not make any medical claims, but our products are awesome. They are helping people and changing their lives. And if you would like to find out more about our company, get back to the person who has invited you to the call. And, of course, for us, the entrepreneurs, we have a morning motivational call, and it's a new morning motivational call. It was founded by one of our platinum presidents, our godmother, Dorothy Cook, and she has passed the baton on to a team of awesome leaders who encourage us, They teach us and they train us. And that number is 641-715-3865. The PIN code is 539-598-POUND, and that call is immediately following this call. And we have our conference that is also approaching. It is going to be held in Las Vegas on February 16th and 17th. So Wednesday is a great day to go ahead and see if you can get your airfare. And also additional information, I'm sure, will be on our new morning motivational call. Well, let me go ahead and tell you, we started our fast, our corporate fast. It started yesterday. Today is day two. It is the Daniel fast. And we know God is doing some awesome things in our life. And the fast, if you want, it's a 40-day fast, and you can join us. Turn your plates over. There's additional information on our website. It will end if you're going to be with us for the entire 40 days, February 13th, or you may just want to be part of it just for 21 days, and that will be through January 26th. And as I mentioned, there's additional information on our website. Feel free to go to the website, gather the scriptures, learn a little more about the fast. We're not eating certain things, and it's all listed for you on the site. But I want to get off this call. I want to tell you about the man of God that's coming forward, and he is going to bring the word of God to us. This is Pastor Chuck, and Pastor Chuck is a mighty man of God. He is one of our ministers who always bring a word in season. He has a ministry for the masses, and he has been delivering a message of faith, healing, and encouragement across the nation. He has a unique teaching style and a dynamic delivery of the word of God, and he's known for the clarity of his word. Pastor Chuck, the name of his ministry is Kingdom Builders Family Worship Center. And it is a ministry of excellence, and God is continually blessing the church with members, and also he is a singer. He is a songwriter. He met his beautiful first lady, Marcia N. Brown, and she's a graduate of Spelman College. She's an anointed speaker, teacher, and worship leader, and they have been together helping the masses. She helps the needs of the pastor, and God has truly, truly blessed them with over 15 years of being married with two wonderful children also, Charles III and Christina E. So I'm not going to take up any more time. I'll come back again with these announcements, but I am going to bring forward and say Happy New Year to the man of God. Are you there, Pastor Chuck?
Good morning, good morning. Pastor Chuck is not available right now, so I'll take it on. Thank
you
so
much.
Well,
wait 1 second. Let me tell you, family members, glory to God, I'll be short and sweet. This is our prayer general. This is Minister Brenda Terrell. We love her. We honor her. We appreciate her. She makes sure that we keep things together. She is a team member. Again, our prayer general. She is also an artist entrepreneur. She's married to her wonderful heart. His name is Freddie. She was brought up in Mississippi Gulf Coast. And also, Freddie Terrell, they moved to Texas where they became members of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. Now she is living in Mississippi, and I always tell her it's warm down there. She likes to be cool. I like to be hot. But God has truly blessed this woman of God. She knows that the power of God is working through her miraculously, and she knows that God is faithful. So without any further ado, without any delay, I am honored, and I say Happy New Year, woman of God. God bless you. It is all yours.
Praise God. Praise God. God bless you, and Happy New Year to you, my dear friend. I tell you, you're such a blessing. Minister Robin, I thank you for that warm introduction. I give God glory for you and Minister Cynthia Cox, who seated and greeted everyone this morning. And I want to say thank you, TMC family, for being a part of us each and every day. And a special, special thank you to our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I tell you, if it wasn't for those two anointed and appointed women of God, this call wouldn't be here. And, oh, my goodness, look what we would be missing. But I give God glory for the opportunity to share with you this morning. I'm going to be brief, but I tell you, the Lord says always be ready in season and out of season. So this morning, I feel led to speak with you this morning about the anointing, because of the anointing. You may ask, okay, what is the anointing? What is the anointing all about? Well, you know, when we're talking about the anointing, we truly put our eyes focused on God. You know, when you think about the anointing, people think about oil being rubbed on them or poured on them, you know, in such a special way. But then you realize that it is representing the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit. The anointing of God is such a, gives you such an impact, and it's knowing about the supernatural presence of God. So I'm just going to speak a little bit to you about because of the anointing. Isaiah 10:27 talks about, it shall come to pass in that day that his burden will be taken away from your shoulder and his yoke from your neck, and the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing. Praise God, praise God. Can I read that one more time? It shall come to pass in that day that his burden will be taken away from your shoulder and his yoke from your neck, and the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing. Praise God, praise God. Now, as you know, the anointing, the oil of God, the presence of God has been in the midst from Genesis on to Revelation. And we know that God's presence, when his anointing takes place, things change. The atmosphere changes. The whole area changes. And because the anointing, there's power. Okay? You feel the anointing, the presence of God, the power of God. And when that power is in the midst, then it gives us the power to witness. It gives us power to pray under the anointing. That anointing gives us the power to call those things that be not as though they were. That anointing gives us that power to stand on our faith. And, you know, and it brings me to that scripture where it says, stand ye therefore in the liberty whereby Christ have made you free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. So therefore, when we have that anointing on us, it breaks the yokes that ties us down. And, of course, we want to live in the anointing. People say, well, can you really actually live in the anointing? I believe you can. I believe you can. Because every morning when we get on this call, we're seeking God. And he says, when you seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, everything else will be added. That includes the anointing. Because, see, when Jesus died on the cross and he looked at everybody and said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. They have no idea what this is all about. And then he rose up on the third day morning with all power in his hand. He said, greater works, before he left, he said, greater works shall ye do because I go to my Father. But guess what? I'm sending you another comforter. And that comforter is the Holy Spirit. And he's going to teach you in all your ways. He's going to direct you. He's going to guide you. And whatever he says to you, do it. Do it. And that's what being in the anointing is all about. When you have the anointing, the Holy Spirit dwelling on you, the Holy Spirit teaching you, the Holy Spirit directing you. And when the Holy Spirit tells you to do a certain thing, you do it, guess what? You are enabled. You have the power to go forth and do it. You have the power to overcome things such as sickness. And I can dwell on that just a little bit, if you will. the enemy tried to attack me twice with symptoms of a stroke. And I mean to the point to where I couldn't talk, couldn't walk, couldn't do anything. All my limbs went, just totally left. And all I could say in my mind, if I can say Jesus, it's going to be all right. And it took everything within me to say Jesus. And that's the way it came out. It came out in such a force, but it didn't sound like the word. But I knew in my spirit what I was trying to say. And guess what? It took my husband to dress me to get me to the hospital. But, oh, lo and behold, praise God, when I got to the hospital, I was able to undress myself. I was speaking back, and I told them. They had kept me in the hospital 3 days, and they told me that they were going to run tests and all this sort of thing. I said, go right ahead, do what you will, but you're not going to find a thing. And they didn't, praise God. Why? Because the anointing of God pressed upon me to say, if I could say Jesus, everything is going to be all right. So he gives us that power to overcome sickness. He gives us that power to overcome poverty. He gives us that power to overcome lack. He gives us that power to overcome weakness. He gives us that power to overcome doubt. He gives us that power to overcome anxiety. Oh, that's another testimony all within itself. I used to be anxious for everything. Anxious about this, anxious about that. Couldn't keep still. Had to do this, had to do that. Oh, I still move around a lot, you guys. Yes, I do. But guess what? I got a peace. And it's because of the anointing. God gives me a peace through every situation. Tragedy may come in within our families. Situations like death coming within our family. But there's a peace that God gives to each and every one of us. And it's because of his anointing. So he says he gives us the power to overcome stress. He gives us the power to overcome confusion. See, we know confusion is not of God. It's of the enemy. So these things that the enemy tries to tangle us with, God has given us that anointing to overcome all that stuff. He gives us the anointing to overcome depression, to overcome oppression. So because of the anointing, we are equipped. What are we equipped with, Sister Brenda? We are equipped for every good work according to the word of God. Every good work, whatever the Holy Spirit leads us to do, it may be go and lay hands on the sick and they recover. He may say, I want you to pray for Sister so-and-so. She needs your prayers right now. He equips you to do that, and he will let you spear target on what situation needs to be prayed for. Hallelujah. That's the anointing. The anointing, because of the anointing, we have the power to have a glorious worship. Worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Worship the Lord in his holiness. Worship the Lord because he is God all by himself. Worship the Lord because he is King of kings and Lord of lords. Worship the Lord because he has made you and I heirs, joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Worship the Lord because he has placed in our hands the keys of the kingdom. He said, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever is loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. We thank God for the anointing. Because of the anointing, we have the power to overcome any situation that may come against us. You know, I just love the anointing of God because there are times when you think you're in a situation just like, and I have to share a little testimony every now and then because I see the hand of God in the midst of it. When I looked at my account the other day, and I saw some strange transactions taking place, and I look and I'm going, well, what in the heck is this? Well, I looked at it and I immediately went to the credit union. I said, I don't know what's going on, but I'm seeing some transactions trying to take place in my account. Well, they got on top of it immediately, and lo and behold, thank you, Jesus. It was well over $100 worth of transactions that was trying to take place. But God, the anointing of God had directed me to go and look at the account. And when I looked at it, there I was able to go to the credit union and take care of it immediately. This is what the anointing of God will do. He will direct you in all your ways. Now, you know, 1 John 2:20, it tells us, but you have an anointing from the Holy One, and all of you know the truth. See, the anointing, because the anointing, he says he will direct us in all truth. He will lead us into all truth, and we will know the truth, and guess what? The truth will make us free. Praise God. Isn't that powerful? See, the anointing of God, this is the ability to enable us to be at ease through struggling times. To be at ease, why? Because the anointing is there. The presence of God is there. Every one of us has a calling on our life, but not everyone knows what the call is. So that's when he wants us to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then everything will be added. Once we come to realize what our calling is, what he wants us to do, then we can do it with ease because we have that anointing and the power to do it. Exodus 40:15 says, had told him, say, anoint them just as you anointed their father, so they may serve me as priests. Their anointing will be a priesthood that will continue throughout their generations. You know, this brings me to the point to where Jesus tells us that we are a royal priest. So we have already been anointed by the Holy Spirit. When the disciples and apostles got together and on the day of Pentecost, and the Holy Spirit came in like a mighty rushing wind. And what he did, he anointed each one of them. That's when Peter went out and had the power to preach with the anointing on him. And he gives us the same anointing. We can tell somebody, Jesus loves you. You don't have to die in sin. All you have to do is confess your sins. Confess Jesus is Lord. And everything is all right. He said he'll take care of you from this day forward. Yes, you will have some situations. Yes, you will go through some trials. Yes, you will have some discouragements. But guess what? Jesus has you. And God has given us that power to tell somebody that Jesus loves them and they can be saved. Praise God. So we are all a royal priest. Now, another thing, 1 John 2:27 says, and as for you, the anointing you receive from him remains in you, and you do not need anyone to teach you, but as his anointing teaches you about all things, and as that anointing is real, not counterfeit, hallelujah, just as it has taught you, remain in him. That's the key. How do we remain in him? We read his word. We study his word. We see what his word says because he watches over his word to perform it. We speak his word. We meditate on his word day and night. He said, then we'll be like trees planted by the rivers of water. That's when the anointing will remain with us. Because, you see, the Bible says that the God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, they are all one. They speak the same language. They will never, one will never come against the other. They're unified. So we as the body of Christ are unified with the three persons in one God. We're unified with the anointing of God on us by praying for one another, telling one another that we love them, walking in the love, the power, the walking in the joy, walking in his spirit of truth, walking in his peace. That's all unity. And that's walking under the anointing. So because of the anointing, God says there's a way to release your anointing. And it's simple. How can we release our anointing? The simple way is being obedient to the Holy Spirit right now. Being obedient to the Holy Spirit right now. Psalms 45:7 says, you love righteousness and hate wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has set you above your companions by anointing you with the oil of joy. Hallelujah. You see, no weapon formed against us will prosper. Every tongue rise against us will cease. Why? Because of the anointing. 2 Corinthians 1:21-22 says, now it is God who makes both us and you stand firm in Christ. He anointed us, set his seal of ownership on us, and put his Spirit in our hearts as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. It's very important to remember that we are anointed by the Holy Spirit. We are the righteousness of God, and it's by the power of Christ that lives in us. You are anointed, I am anointed, because the Holy Spirit is dwelling on the inside of us. Look in the mirror and say, because of the anointing, I am God's child to go forth and do the work that he's called me to do. Walk in the anointing, because the anointing, the Spirit of the Lord is upon you, because he has anointed me and you to proclaim the good news to the poor. He has set me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recover of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. This 2016, we will walk under the anointing. Because of the anointing, God is faithful to do the work he's called us to do. God bless you. I hope you got a thought. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Glory to God. Can you hear me, Minister Brenda?
Yes, I can. God bless you.
Thank you so much for that powerful word. I will be calling you back to seal that word after we go before the Lord in prayer. Father, thank you for being so good to us. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for saving us through your son, Jesus. You loved us so much that you gave us your only begotten son. Thank you for the anointing, Lord Jesus, just as it was said today. We can and we will walk in your anointing because you've anointed us, and we thank you for that. And, Lord, I am going to lift up all of those who have had homegoings, their families, Lord. First, I'm going to start with Minister Cynthia. She's going to a homegoing today. So, Lord, I thank you that she is that light that's going to dispel darkness. She will be that individual that will be able to speak into that family's life today. Let them know that the greater one that's in her, they can have an opportunity, too, to meet him, Lord God. I thank you, Father, that she'll be able to comfort them with the peace that surpasses all understanding and guards and garrisons her heart, and she'll be able to share that with them. I am lifting up our dear sister, Minister Tiffany, because her aunt has come home to you also. So I'm lifting up Tiffany because she's that strong tower. She's going to be there for the Mims family, Father, as they prepare for the homegoing of her aunt, Father. I thank you, Lord, that you are keeping her. I thank you, Lord, that you are a blessing to her family, Father. I thank you that you will comfort the Mims family, the Carroll family, the Walker family, and the Carter family, Father, and even our dear Dr. J, as her mom's homegoing was last Saturday. So, Father, we know that there is nothing that is too difficult for you. We know, Lord God, that you are there with them. And we know that although they may weep, Lord, we know that joy will be coming in the morning. So I thank you for being the God of peace. And thank you for being the healer, Father, for everyone who needs healing. We believe your word. We've spoken your word. And your word has gone forward in their lives. And we thank you for our Minister Kai, Father, totally healed, healthy, restored in the name of Jesus. Well, family members, I want to just thank you for being on this call. Minister Cynthia, mighty woman of God, thank you for opening us up in prayer. Thank you, Minister Brenda, for being such a blessing as our prayer general and bringing the word forward. If you would like to listen to this call, family, feel free to dial the replay number, which will be 712-432-0075. The PIN code is 712-432-1085, and the same PIN code, 957-677-POW. Don't forget our morning motivational call. It's a new morning motivational call, and that number is 614-715-3865. The PIN code is 539-598-POUND. Las Vegas, coming up in February on the 16th and the 17th. We are in the second day of our fast. Feel free to go to our website, www.themasterscall.net, and you can read all the particulars there. Again, thank you, Minister Brenda. Please come forward and feel that powerful word. We will walk in the anointing of God.
Praise God, praise God. May the Lord Jesus Christ continue to rest, rule, and abide with each and every one of you. May God's anointing rest and dwell on the inside of every individual and the sound of my ear, my voice. I thank you, Father God, for your anointing on every person. And I glorify you, God, for every good and perfect gift coming from you, and that they will continue to rest on your people. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.